you're listening to the Rejoiceful Homemaking Podcast. We're your hosts, Colby and Kendall. We are twin sisters that work together to help motivate other women to find peace within the home, cultivating joy in everyday life, and of course, standing firm on Christ. We hope you guys stick around and become part of our community. With all love, enjoy the show. How we grow our community is only through the help of you guys, and it would mean the world to us if we kindly ask for your help on rating this podcast, leaving a review, sending this to family and friends, and of course, word of mouth. As always, if you guys want to be a part of our Instagram, you can find us at rejoicefulhomemaking_, and don't forget to get added to our Facebook group for encouragement, challenges, and blog posts. Welcome back to another devotion. I guess I could call this Tune Up Tuesday. Who knows? We need tuned up every day. I hope you guys are spending time in the Word every single day. I know sometimes I struggle with it, but when I do start off the day with a good reading of the Word, man, my days are so much better. I am ready to go because I have the armor of God on. The days I forget, I do actually tend to find myself a little bit more on edge and more snappy, but the Lord's always good. Come to Him in prayer, and no matter what situation, and He's there and He will comfort. There's no comfort like the comfort from the Lord. So I love Him. Love Him so much. So thankful He's our Savior. And I also am thankful, this is kind of off topic, but it just came to me. I'm so thankful that we are getting new guests lined up. We are reaching out to people, kind of expanding our horizons, reaching out to different people that we are really intrigued by. We still have a couple from our last guest list that we still need to have on. Super excited to have them on. Love learning about our sisters in Christ, what they're passionate about, what the Lord has laid on their heart. Because interviewing people is such a joy. I love digging into why they're so passionate about whatever it may be. And it's just awesome to, it's just awesome to get to know your sisters in Christ just a little bit more and get inspired from them. Because we all know we could each use inspiration from each other. None of us have it figured out. And that's why I love getting to know people. Most people got more figured out than I do. But you know who has it figured out the most? The Lord. He knows everything. He knows tomorrow and 1,000 years from now, and praise the Lord, He knows that. Anyways, let's get started. I'm in a chit-chatty mode, and my sister's not here to chit-chat with me, so I guess I'm just talking to a screen. But I'm ready to read a devotion with you guys, so. Alright, gonna reel it in. Glory came down. The Word became flesh and made His dwelling among us. We have seen His glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. John 1:14. Jesus was here. He grew up under His parents' roof and learned the family business. He ate fish on the beach with His friends. He talked to people about what Scripture had to say. He celebrated holidays. He liked little kids. He cried when people died. He got mad at cheaters who abused their powers. He was loved and hated. He was one of us. But He was so much more. He was God's full revelation of Himself. He cast out demons. He turned water into wine. He commanded the waves to be still. He healed the sick and raised the dead. He conquered the power of sin. He revealed His glory and ascended to His Father in heaven. He was and is to come. Because of His humanity, He knows our temptations and struggles. Because He's the living, eternal, holy Son of God, He takes away the sin of the world. He reconciles us to the Father. He gives us life forever. What can we do but worship, love Him, obey His word, give Him your life today? Lord, thank You for Jesus. He is our truth and our life. What I got from that is God, kind of like I said right before this, and honestly, I just opened up this book and started reading. I actually didn't pre-read this devotion. I just was like, I'll just open it up. And I said before this that, you know, He knows today or tomorrow and 1,000 years from now. And this said He is, He was and is to come. He is the eternal God, Son of God, and He is just so good all the time. And I always think, like, our best of the best worship is still what he does not deserve. He deserves so much better than our best of the best worship. And what do we give him on a daily basis? It's not our best of the best worship most of the time. Normally it's just as bad as it sounds, sometimes we just say a little prayer, move on with our day, and we totally forget about him. But really making sure we give him thanks for the little things in life, being joyful, being thankful, practicing a thankful heart, you know, for the weather or for dishes to clean or for laundry to fold, and not getting in that negative mindset and just thanking the Lord for the loved ones we have here on this earth, even if, you know, we get annoyed or irritated with them. God, I just pray that you can thank God for your loved ones today and your friends, and really go to a place of being in worship at all times. I know when I practice and I'm intentful about wanting to give thanks to God, I find myself just a comfort. His peace is a peace like no other. And when I truly go to him, and I'm thankful for everything he's given me, and I know that he will give me wisdom and comfort and peace and joy and an abundance of love, life is just so much better, even if I'm in the dumps. God is good, no matter what, through the good times and bad times. Praise him through the storms and rainbows, because at the end of the day, he deserves our utmost praise. And I just really, really want you guys and myself to give him your best of the best today and tomorrow and the next day. Remember, he's Lord of Lords, King of Kings, and I can't wait to bow down at his feet and just get to live with him forever. See you guys. I hope you have a wonderful week. And remember, God loves you.